It's been 18 years since Republicans last controlled both chambers of the Washington legislature. They're hoping 2016 is the year they can reclaim the majority. But that requires holding on to their narrow grip on the state Senate and flipping the Washington House, something Democrats are determined not to let happen. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's a weekday afternoon in a neighborhood in northeast Vancouver, Washington. Republican State Representative Linda Wilson is headed out to doorbell voters. She's looking to move up to the Washington Senate.
Go see if anybody's home.
Wilson is hoping to replace longtime Republican State Senator Don Benton, who isn't running for re-election in this swing district. Benton is retiring after eking out a narrow victory 4 years ago against Democrat Tim Probst. Now Probst is running again. This race is one of the most competitive this year and could determine which party controls the Washington State Senate come January. Wilson is bracing for what's to come.
You know, it's going to get ugly.
Tim Probst would argue the race has already gotten ugly. Leading up to the primary, Senate Republicans spent nearly $200,000 clobbering him in ads and mailers. Even so, he essentially tied Linda Wilson in the August primary. Here's Probst in a primary night campaign video posted to Facebook.
It's wonderful that outspent nearly 2-1, I've got this result. It's my highest primary result ever.
This is just one of a handful of state Senate seats Washington Democrats are targeting for pickup this year. They need just two to retake control, but they also need to protect vulnerable incumbents. Adam Bartz runs the Washington Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. He offers an Olympics analogy to describe the race for control of the state Senate.
You know, it's super cliche, but this is definitely the marathon, not a sprint.
Bart says they've passed the halfway point, the primary, neck and neck, and it's still likely to be close at the November finish line.
It might just be a couple of steps ahead of the Senate Republicans, but that's our goal, is to beat them in this marathon.
Bartz isn't the only political strategist in Washington looking to pick up two seats in November.
My name's Kevin Carnes. I'm the director of the Reagan Fund.
The Reagan Fund is the House Republicans Political Action Committee. Carnes has spent the last 7 years chipping away at the Democrats' lock in the Washington House. Now he's two seats away from the majority. Just one, if you assume a pickup in Republican red East Pierce County based on primary results.
The Washington State House is effectively tied right now.
Carnes sees opportunities to win additional seats from Democrats elsewhere in suburban Puget Sound, but he also has to protect a pair of incumbent Republicans in blue-leaning South King County. Those races could be among the most expensive campaigns in the fight for control of the Washington House.
You're going to see a lot of money spent by both sides. You're going to see kids in about 42 different colors of T-shirts knocking doors and dropping off literature. At a certain point by the general election, it'll be hard to tell who's who. It'll be a little like Syria.
Not too many years ago, Democrats held a near supermajority in the Washington House. Now they're fighting just to hold on to a slim majority. It's a political sea change.
Well, it's definitely different this time around.
That's Tony Ukas, who heads the House Democratic Campaign Committee. Even though he's got Republicans breathing down his neck, Ukas thinks the wind is shifting in favor of Democrats.
It feels pretty good, and I think the results from the primary basically back that up.
Already, more than $16 million has been raised for Washington state legislative campaigns this year. Most of that money will be spent in just a handful of races. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.